The Adelaide Crows, where Richard Douglas joins us on the line. Thanks, Richard, for your time.
No worries. Thanks. How are you?
Very good indeed. Richard, before we get on to your own stuff, just the news today, obviously, Eddie Betts signs a long-term deal to keep him at the club to 2020. What a revelation he's been since crossing the border.
Yeah, he's been incredible. He's obviously a fantastic player at Carlton. I think he's definitely grown again as a person and a player since he's joined us, which has been fantastic. And you know, for the club to extend his contract and show some real faith in him is just great reward for what he's about. And you know, we love him here at the footy club, and the whole you know, state love him too. You know, the way they get behind him game day is fantastic. So it's great news for not just us players and the coaches, but our fan base too. So it's fantastic.
No, big news. They've embraced him. The Adelaide crowd, the Eddie Betts pocket, he's been sensational. So that's big news for Adelaide. Back to your own situation, Richard. How are you travelling this time of the year? Most players, you know, having career best pre-seasons, but you missed a bit of football last year. I think with a foot injury last year you had, Richard?
It was 2015. Played every game last year, so you probably think of 2015. But
I'm going back a year.
No, you're right. Feeling good. Obviously, as you get a bit older, you need to look after the body and probably skip a session here or there just to try and freshen up. But I've been able to get a fair bit of work in throughout the preseason. Feeling really good. So really good vibe around the group, and looking forward to, you know, pre-season games coming up not too far away.
Yeah, no, it was a good season last year for the Crows, obviously a disappointing way to bow out. And tell us a couple of the younger players, Richard, across the border here that we can perhaps look forward to. I know, is it Miller or Malia? I'm not sure, never sure how to say it, but he's an exciting talent. I know when I was over there, I watched him play in the Sandful, but a couple of other names maybe we can look out for?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Wayne Miller, he played probably a dozen games last year and probably tired later in the year, but he'll be better for the run again this pre-season. Jordan Gallucci and Miles Polky we got from Victoria in the draft this year. They've already showed some really good signs in the pre-season, so potentially could get a run you know, early in the season, which would be fantastic. But you know, we didn't trade in last year, so we've really invested a lot in our young list and trying to bring those guys along. So you know, we've got some good young guys coming along. Obviously, Charlie Cameron is looking to take another step. Mitch McGovern had a fantastic year last year. So we've got some good young kids coming through, which probably a lot of Victorians wouldn't know about, but certainly over here in SA, starting to build a really good reputation for themselves.
Absolutely. What about the big source man in the ruck? He's so important for the Adelaide Crows. Has he had a couple of injury niggles through the pre-season? How's he travelling?
Big source, he's going pretty well. He's obviously vitally important for us, so we try and wrap him in cotton wool when we can. A little bit sore at the minute, with a bit of tendonitis, but he'll be fine come the preseason games, and he'll be raring to go. He's going well, but we've got some good, you know, backup ruckmen in Rolly O'Brien and Paul Hunter, who have really bridged the gap in, you know, our ruck department. So Source has been fantastic with them in terms of mentoring and developing and bringing them on. So We've got a bit of depth, which is probably what we haven't had for the last couple of years. So it might take a load off Source a bit, which would be fantastic.
Final one, Richie, the midfield brigade over there, of which you're an important cog of that. Scotty Thompson, who's been an evergreen superstar. Rory Sloan, what a player he is. But the two that I want to ask you about are the Crouch boys. Maddie started last year, but I know Brad Crouch, I was a big supporter of his when he's over there. He's had a horrific run with injuries, but he started to show some signs towards the end of the year. How's Brad Crouch coming along?
Yeah, he's you're right. He's a super talent. He's had a good pre-season. Unfortunately, over the Chrissy break, he gave his hammy a little bit of a twinge, but he's back up and running now and looking good. So he's been vitally important to us. Obviously, losing a few players, a few midfielders over the last few years, our depth will be tested. So he's real A-grade when we get him up and about. And along with Matty, they're the future of our midfield. So they're vitally important to us, and we need him fit and firing. And Brad's, you know, he's really keen to take that next step with his footy and get that consistency in his body and in his form. So I'm sure this year's going to be a massive one for him.
Fantastic, Richard. I'm going to let you go and apologise for that foot injury. It was the year that I was over there in my last year, and that was sticking in my mind, mate. So good luck to you for the coming season, and exciting times for the Crows.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
Richard Douglas from the Adelaide Crows, such a heart and soul player. He's an important cog in that midfield for the Adelaide Crows.